This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Members of Congress will be back at work today looking for a deal. There is just about a month left until we reach the fiscal cliff of spending cuts and tax increases. But there's another end-of-year deadline that hasn't gotten the same attention, and it could cost millions of Americans their unemployment benefits. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
It used to be you could get unemployment insurance for just 6 months. During the recession, Congress extended that to a maximum of 99 weeks. That and subsequent extensions have cost the federal government an additional $384 billion. James Ziliak teaches economics at the University of Kentucky.
And that is due both to the extended length of time that people could receive, but mostly due to the fact that there were just so many Americans who fell into unemployment.
Last month, the Labor Department said 5 million Americans have been jobless for more than 6 months. The current extension expires at the end of December, and if Congress doesn't renew it, more than 2 million of those Americans will be unable to collect unemployment insurance. Matt Friedman is an economics professor at Cornell University.
Obviously, many of these people continue to try to find jobs, and I have no doubt that they will continue to try to find jobs even in the absence of any sort of unemployment insurance benefits.
They may have to do that with a lot less help. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.